On November 16th at Kung Fu Netai, very cool venue in Philadelphia, is Happy Jawbone Family Band. And Luke, who I think I just woke up in Vermont, is with us now. Hey, man, how are you?
I'm pretty good. We just started our tour a couple days ago. So, actually in Maine now, we're going to play a show in Bedford tonight.
Okay. Well, what's there to do in Bedford, Maine?
I don't know. There's a cool pub restaurant. And there's this, like, 12-year-old girl that is the waitress. She's really nice.
Wait. Oh, there's, like, a farm-to-table restaurant with a 12-year-old girl as the waitress?
No. Pho. It's like a Vietnamese soup. You ever have pho? You never had pho before?
Oh, like, yeah, okay. Actually, I did for the first time ever last week.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and yeah, I was...
Pretty amazing, right?
I felt lied to because they told me that it was, like, ramen, and it's not.
No, it's not like ramen at all.
They're like, yeah, it's like ramen, and they just throw some meat in there.
No, I think it's a hell of a lot better than ramen, but that's just me. It's a little weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, you probably should have had a warning. That was weird.
Now, is it pho or pho?
Pho. It's pho.
Just pho.
Yeah, pho.
All right, well.
Yeah, and then there's this great restaurant I once went to called the Pho King.
That makes sense.
I can sit on there, right?
Yeah, sure. I don't care. How are you today, man? So you're waking up in Maine this morning.
That's right. I'm waking up. Looking at the beautiful Atlantic Ocean here.
Happy Jawbone Family Band. What's the name of the new album? Because this is the first actual LP. It's a self-titled, right?
Yeah. It's also called Happy Jawbone Family Band. But yeah, it's not our first. It's our eighth album.
Okay, but this is like, the way that I understand it is this is the first kind of proper...
Oh, yeah. It's our first, like, one that we recorded in the studio. Everything else we recorded in our basement.
Because there's kind of a legend that goes along with you guys about all the kind of EPs and cassettes and everything that have kind of come before this. And this one, you know, gets, as far as I read from things on Pitchfork and everywhere else, about this one being a little more polished and the first kind of... real kind of polished up studio effort from you guys.
Yeah. I mean, it's sort of a good direction to go in, you know. It's fun to do it. I don't know. What do you want to know about it?
I want to know everything about it. Happy Jawbone Family Band is coming to Kung Fu Netai on November 16th. Is it actually a family band? Are you related to these folks?
A little bit. My little brother plays bass.
Okay.
And my wife plays drums. And Francis, he's the lead guitar player. He's my rock and roll blood brother.
I mean, we're mostly called family band because we, like, all hate each other, but we stick around each other anyways.
I first became aware of you guys. Spin posted your video at the end of last month.
Oh, yeah, you saw that?
Yeah, it's all of you crammed into a kitchen playing.
Yeah, they didn't catch me making breakfast. I'm really good at making breakfast. So that schmuck David. He doesn't know how to fry an egg.
Now, are you, is this you in the Batman t-shirt and the boxers?
Yeah, that's me.
That's a good look for you.
Yeah, I like to think so.
Well, there's so many people in one kitchen, it's ridiculous. And the women, I don't know if they're the women in the band, but they kind of have this, like you've hypnotized them with breakfast sausage or something.
I don't know if I can agree, but I hypnotize women with breakfast sausage on the air. I think that might come across poorly to some of your listeners.
But there's kind of an odd gaze in some of them as you're strumming along and playing the song.
Our friends, they like our band. It's weird, you know? It's nice.
I do dig the record a lot, but I do have some questions about it. I mean, I sit here in Philadelphia, so I don't know how I have to speak with Rocky Balboa came to be.
That's right, it's a Philly movie.
Yeah, because, I mean, look, Philadelphia has hung its hat on a fictional boxer from 30 years ago. I don't know what they do in Vermont, but that's kind of a big thing around here. How'd the inspiration for I Have to Speak to Rocky Balboa come about?
I don't know. I just felt like I really needed to talk to the guy one day.
Yeah?
While I was writing the song, you know, I guess I thought about it a little more afterwards. And, yeah, I don't know. I just sort of feel like a little bit let down by Rocky Balboa, honestly.
And why is that?
In my life.
Why?
I don't know. He just hasn't been there for me in the way that I've wanted him to be.
How did he break a promise that I don't know about? How is he supposed to be there for you?
I don't know. You know, I feel a little bad because he didn't make any promises to me. He actually has never talked to me before. So maybe that has something to do with it. Maybe I feel like he should have reached out to me at some point.
So really, maybe Luke, you're projecting, and this isn't about Rocky Balboa at all.
Yeah, maybe it's about you.
It might be about me.
He finally reached out to me, so thanks. No, I don't know. It's like, you know, it's like a feeling. You know, a lot of songs I write are about this, you know, the feeling of desperation, you know. I think that's a pretty common rock and roll trait that I like to explore, you know, and what's more desperate than looking for a fictional character?
Yeah, reaching out for him to be with you.
Yeah, but it's like a real thing. It's not like I'm just like thinking of different ways to be desperate. I don't mean to feel like that. Like I'm like sitting at my like cubicle with my whiteboard with like desperation in a big circle around it, like thinking of ideas. It's like, you know, I was actually feeling really desperate, and I was actually thinking about Rocky Balboa. Yeah.
Well,
I'm never gonna get to like talk to the guy.
When you write songs like that, and I would say this is kind of a hallmark of the album, is there's like lyrics like, I have to speak with Rocky Balboa, so give my regards to North Dakota, where all my kids stand drenched in soda and they don't believe the drum. Like, is that rooted in something actual for you, or is it just, are you abstractly writing lyrics like that?
I think it's more like a fiction thing, you know, it sounds a little abstract, but really it's like, I think if you listen to the song enough, you can see it's like a character like type song, you know. It's like this guy, he's like living in North Dakota, and he's got all these like whack kids that don't like drums, and they like have soda all over their faces and stuff, and he's just sick of it, and he's like had these dreams of like meeting Rocky Balboa because he probably thinks that he's real or something, you know. And I don't know. I really like sticking like characters in the songs, but not making it obvious that it's a character, you know.
Yeah,
it's a good way of like playing with like my own sense of self. I like to think of rock and roll as an exercise in degrading my own personal sense of self.
I would say the best compliment I could pay you right now, Luke, is I am confused and delighted by you all at the same time.
Great. That's what I'm going for.
I really don't know what to make of it. I think I want to do the drudge you're doing, but happy Jawbone Family Band. They're going to be at Kung Fu Necktie on November 16th, and the album's cool, and it's on Spotify. You should check it out if you get a chance. Thanks for getting up, man, and enjoy Maine and the rest of New England on your way down to Philadelphia.
Yeah, thanks for calling me.